Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
We're in our 8 o'clock hour, and it is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We have our very own esteemed colleague here, Rusty Menzel, joining us in studio.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So it's going to be a fresh 21 to get your first wine cooler tonight.
You know,
congratulations. You're going to like
go for Seagram's.
You're going to like it. Go lightweight.
Yeah,
go lightweight tonight.
Not too hard. I used to get the strawberry daiquiri one, I think they had.
Man, a little four pack.
That takes me back.
Dude, that four pack.
I think
and
Tiff was listening. She was begging the Delta people, maybe upgrade her. Begging's not a good word. But she was lobbying.
I know, look, I can't get into the travel logistics of what happened for this trip, but on the way there,
Delta.
You know, I need to.
First class and Seagram's. Let's get this girl taken care of.
Birthday seat.
Birthday seat, please.
Rusty, I want to dive right in real quick into Kirby Smart's comments about the crowd. Mm-hmm. I know that a lot of Georgia fans have been talking about that. I know this is a conversation that Nick Saban had after I left Alabama.
Student section.
About the student section, and we need you guys to be a part of this moving forward. And I know that there were times that it seemed like there wasn't anything exciting happening. I know it was hot last weekend. Kind of been, what a lot of Georgia fans are saying and what's Kirby Smart's response to
I was kind of surprised at the, I would say, social media reaction. I heard Kirby interview yesterday. He said, I really don't know, because I kept getting questions, but he doesn't follow social media, doesn't kind of know the pulse of that.
Smart.
Two things I'll say with that, on a fan side, it was hot as hell Saturday.
Yeah.
If you sit on that other side of the stadium, you're getting smoked.
You're getting roasted,
I mean, you're getting smoked. Mm-hmm. And, you're a team that you're 20-point favorite. Even though it was crazy to sound, the Georgia-Auburn, it was kind of lackluster going into it, not expecting a bunch. The game kind of just wasn't a ton of explosive plays. I can see where people were like, man, it's smoking hot. I'm going to sit in my seat, and I'm going to get out of here. But I understand Kirby's side of it, because Kirby just said in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, in one of the most electric atmospheres in all of college football, and he's finally getting to come home after 3 weeks, and he's hoping he walks into a crazy environment. He understands the pulse of Georgia-Auburn. It's a big game, and it took off from there. I don't expect it to be an issue. I think the Mississippi State game, it's going to be an afternoon. It'll be a little cooler second half. They're going to get to light the stadium up in the fourth quarter for the first time. You think about this. You get through this game, your next home game will be Tennessee. Then you get Georgia Tech on a Friday night for the first time, I think, ever. So Tennessee will be a night game. They hadn't announced it yet. Be surprised if it's not. Then you get Georgia Tech. So the rest of the year, I think the home games for Georgia, I don't think it's going to be an issue on crowd.
Yeah, I agree.
It's hot, man. I mean, I get it.
Honestly,
it's smoking hot.
It's funny because on the flip side, South Carolina, Bama play at noon, and Bama's coming off a Vanderbilt loss. Dude. I'm like, dude, I'm hoping it cools off for that crowd for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, you'd hope so.
Yep.
You know, I hate Tennessee with every ounce of my being.
I know what you're about to say.
And the one time I go and pick them, they blow it. Can they blow it 2 weeks in a row?
Do you deep down want Florida to beat Tennessee?
Yes. Because
I've heard Florida fans are saying this week they don't.
You know what? It is ridiculous. I absolutely despise that thought process. I want to win everything I can.
There you go. Nobody should ever question you again about Florida. Yeah. I'm telling you right now, I read the Florida boards, our own three sites.
Those guys are clowns.
And I'm telling you now, those guys are like, we cannot win this game. I'm dead serious.
You know what worries me? It's so counterproductive because you don't win games like this. The future is DJ Lagway. He might not be there.
That's right.
And whatever you think about Billy Napier, and I've got thoughts.
Yep.
The one thing I'll give him is he has decided, I know that this is Graham Mertz's team because of the players that told me that.
Yep.
But I'm going to let DJ get his. And getting his, and man, he's making throws.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any chance in holy hell that they can go into Knoxville and win this game?
I mean, there's always a chance.
You know, straight,
I was going to say.
There's always a chance that I get to dunk again one more time in my life.
Don't cliche me. Tell me that. Be real with me.
I would be
very surprised if Florida finds a way because of how the matchup is. You get Tennessee off a loss. You know, some of the stuff that was exposed. I think Arkansas, me and Mike were talking off the air, underrated physicality team. Quarterback gets hurt late. Kid from North Cobb, Malachi Singleton comes in cold and delivers what he needed to do on a winning drive. I don't know that he should have scored because I know they let him score. You make them run those timeouts. But that's a freshman quarterback just never played. When he walked in the end zone, I went, oh, no, dude, they don't dive down at the one and make them burn their timeouts. But – you know, Tennessee got down the field and had a shot. But to answer your question, Bo, I would be really surprised if they beat them in Knoxville at night. That's going to be a rowdy place.
Yeah.
So this story coming out yesterday with Shane Beamer, South Carolina.
I love it.
We were just discussing it during Mic'd Up with Bengali Kamara.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Basically walking into Beamer's office telling him, I want a red shirt. And Beamer saying, hey, we're not on the same page. Go ahead and hit the transfer portal.
Yeah. They weren't on the same page.
No. Clearly not. First of all, with this situation, is that probably the right way to handle it? Yeah. Doesn't want to be there?
Yeah.
Go.
Yeah. Shane Beamer basically said, hey, quit on us. You know, he said, you come in here asking for a red shirt, and you're getting more playing time now. You should be coming here asking how we can get better to be Alabama for your teammates and your team. The problem with this goes, there's so many layers to this. Yeah. And Mike and I talked about this off the air. There's somebody in this kid's ear, and there's somebody going, if you don't leave, you're going to miss another year where you could get NIL money. Because if you quit now, and he's quit. Okay, he didn't take a red. He quit.
Right.
He quit. Yeah. There's a different word. I'm taking a red shirt. You quit, and I guarantee you, somebody's like, look, if you go somewhere, you're going to get another 12 to 16 months of NIL money, and that's everything that's wrong with college football. You know what I mean? I'm not blaming the kid because I guarantee. Now he is a grown man at this point in life. You know the age he is. He's making a grown man decision. Yes. But there's people in his ear going, you need to walk out of here because. If you don't make the NFL this time next year, you're going to be looking for a job. And you want another job, you'll get another 12, 16 months of getting anywhere from probably, in my opinion, $5,000 to $10,000 a month at his position and his level.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Wow, that's interesting, too. And kind of to bring you into what we were talking
about. And that's
basic pay
for an SEC starter.
Kind of bring you into what we were talking about with this whole situation. I was like, you know, I just hate that this is even an option. Like, I mentioned it to you. To me, we need to start taking red shirts off the table for upperclassmen.
Yeah.
Because this is the tip of the iceberg for the amount of times this is going to start happening.
Yeah, college football can't become your profession.
Or I like the idea if they go, hey, if you're close to graduating, if you tell me you're going to get two more semesters and you're going to graduate, give it to them. Give them that year back.
Yeah.
Graduate.
Yeah. Because
give them some academic incentive.
Well, and that's what I mean, because when I say college football can't become your profession, you're like, go make money for the 4 to 5 years you're in school.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Fine. But I don't, and I know the Miami kid is a different situation because of injury. But I don't need a guy making $500,000 for 10 years because somehow he's figured out how to redshirt for 10. Injury is one thing, and I'm being a little bit ridiculous, but that we just have lost. We've lost what it's supposed to be at that point.
Speaking of injuries, Rusty, we had an intense conversation earlier about how easy the decision is for Steve Sarkisian to just go back to Quinn Ewers.
Very.
You know, or Arch Manning obviously has played pretty well. He's a little bit different dynamic. What do you think of that situation? The storied SEC rivalry that is Texas and Oklahoma going on this weekend.
it just
sounds ridiculous to say, but I'm here for it, I guess. Yeah. Do you think it's a simple decision for Steve Sarkisian to say, Quinn Ewers is our guy throughout the year? I personally, I think he is. I think it's a little bit more difficult than a lot of people are giving it credit for.
They're probably in a private quarterback meeting, in the private offensive meeting is going, we can do whatever we want with either one of them.
Right.
Here's where the long-term value is. Steve Sarkisian brought Quinn Ewers home from Ohio State. He's a Texas kid. He's going to be a first-round draft pick. We can win the national championship with him. Arch Manning is wired right. He knows he wants to wait his time. Supposedly, these two are really tight. And you got a locker room that you got to keep in one direction. But here's the thing, Mike. You know this being in a locker room. When you go into a game going, we got two guys we can beat Alabama with.
Right.
We got two guys we can beat Georgia with. It don't matter who's out there. Yep. We'll let's roll. And Quinn Ewers has waited his time. He's done his thing. He's proved it. That game at Michigan when he carved them up, that's his team.
I'm curious because you're talking about in these meetings, and now with everything we've been talking about, it kind of comes back to this. Like, it's almost like you look at it and go, Arch is cool with being the backup, and that's what matters the most important right now, because Quinn Ewers hadn't played 4 games this year.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we just talked about guys that are like, "Hey, if you're going to bench me and I'm going to be the backup, that's not this situation. I'm just saying that there is a lot to be said about Arch being comfortable being that role.
I guarantee, if that room was mic'd up, I guarantee you, if you could get unfiltered Texas offensive staff meeting, they're going, dude, it doesn't matter.
But here's the reality for me: if his last name, if Arch's last name is Mansell or Morgan,
he'd be playing.
Quinn who? But the reality of the situation is there would be no conversation. Because Quinn Ewers is a freaking Heisman Trophy candidate coming into the season.
That's right.
Or if Quinn Ewers' name was Manning, they'd be like, what are you talking about? Arch Ewers? Who cares about what he did? Quinn's the guy. And that to me is the biggest part that we're losing. There has been uproar and fan and media talk about it only because of his last name. I'm not saying he didn't play well.
Think about this. What if Quinn Ewers wins a Heisman? What if Texas – just say what if Texas goes all the way to the finals, win or lose it, okay? And they get Arch Manning as a starter next year, and Arch Manning gets 1 year for 15 games for Texas, and he has to go because he's going to be the number one pick. Thank you for your that reminds me of David Green and DJ Shockley.
Yeah.
Georgia fans got 1 year of DJ Shockley, and it was a different day and age. Couldn't really transfer then. DJ Shockley won the SEC championship in that 1 year. So
played well.
What do you do? I mean, I know Texas fans are like, God, please let Arch Manning stay 2 more years. And he's wired, and he has financial means to do that, but there's a chance it might get 1 full season out of him.
Let me tell you something. We all would, as fans, would love to have that spot what Texas is in.
Dylan's telling me we got to go, but I have to highlight this game, and I want you to give me just 10 seconds. Ole Miss and LSU, underrated game this weekend on the radar, 9-13. That's a game that is usually crazy.
Ole Miss is walking into a 1988 Guns N' Roses concert.
Oh, wow.
100-year celebration and Baton Rouge.
Woo!
There's going to be a lot of Uber rides home. I can assure you place is going to be unhinged.
That's such a good game. Every year, that's such a good game.
I'm telling you
great
what.
Great analogy.
Huge game.
Rusty, we appreciate your time. Thanks for joining us. We come back here on the morning shift. We'll get to set for Falcons-Panthers this weekend. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We are back, and this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. So since we're just talking about this in the break, the Aaron Hernandez story, I think it's on FX.
Yes.
And so I haven't not watched it, but the clips that have been circulating are insane in terms of making fun of it.
Yes, it's comical, because and it really does feel like an SNL skit. Like, and it's not like, I mean, FX is, you know, it's kind of known for dramas.
They've got some
and
good
things.
Stuff,
it's
yeah.
Like, and it's meant to be, it's not meant to be satirical, but it feels that way with the guys they use for Belichick. And then you watch the Gronkowski, you know, scene in the locker room. And then, I don't know if you guys have seen this one, but there's a scene where Aaron Hernandez is like running the 40 and like running routes. And
yes,
like, it's just like, dude, I feel like they could have like hired me or any one of us in like to run better routes than this guy, and it's like it's just so bad, but it's almost funny to kind of watch, man. But I kind of want to watch it just so I can laugh.
I kind of want to watch it now too. Yeah. Like, I had no plans to watch
100%. Do not
and
care
now,
but yeah,
all these clips are making it seem like you might have, in light of a horrible subject, like you might laugh at the acting and what is going on there.
The guy they use for Bill Belichick is so funnily spot on. It feels like an SNL skit about Bill Belichick. Like, you're just
really?
Like, wow.
I saw some clips of him too, like jamming out in his office to,
yes,
I think it was Bon Jovi or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, wait, what?
So over the top. Tom Brady walking through the locker room. Hey, let's go. You're like, okay.
All right.
Well, we've replaced these made-for-TV movies. Remember back in the day when we were kids, like, any major event that happened, 6 months later, there was a made-for-TV movie that was with D-list actors on, like,
oh, yeah,
ABC or NBC or whatever, and you would get, like, 90 minutes of this, you know, reenactment of what happened or whatever. And now they're just doing these docudrama, these, you know, like, miniseries things. Mm-hmm. And That's what this one is. And, it, you know, FX did the O.J. one. And the O.J. one was phenomenal because you had Cuba Gooding Jr. in it and John Travolta and Ross from Friends, David Schwimmer. And, you know, they had just guys that you people you knew. I saw the advertisement for this Aaron Hernandez thing. I don't know any of these guys. Yeah. And it literally, you've gone back to just – and it just looks awful. I was talking to my buddy Phil, and he said, have you watched any of it yet? And he goes, yeah. He said, I know that this is going to sound bad. He goes, but we laugh at so much of it. And it's not something we should be laughing at, but it's the acting and the delivery. And you're just like, this can't be real.
Yeah.
Like, this cannot be how they're really doing this.
Yeah. It is funny.
Yeah. It's, I'm going to have to start watching it now. Maybe I'm back on Sunday. I might do a little binge watching to see what goes on. We have the Falcons and Panthers on Sunday. So I'll be, I'll land on a red eye on Sunday morning. So I'll be watching it then. But don't we have football in London?
We should. I'm not sure which game it is. Let me look it up really quick. But yeah,
Jacksonville,
Chicago.
Yeah.
There you go.
9:30.
Yeah.
All right. So I will not be watching it this weekend because all I did was sit on the couch last week after I got back and watch football from making breakfast through the entire day.
Yeah. And we, honestly, we had a chance to do that too because, Tiff, as you know, the Thursday night game, and then me and Bo slept here, and I probably snored, according to my wife, on my air mattress.
Yeah, I could hear you from my office.
Is that right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, it kept me awake.
But it was an awesome Sunday to watch football kind of all day long, and I guess the NFL is doing the right thing by putting this thing on at 9:30 because I definitely woke up and turned it on and wanted to see what was going on. So it's cool.
Can we get different play-by-play guy? I don't love the play-by-play guy.
Yeah, I'm not
going
to go down that road. I don't think he didn't feel very comfortable.
It wasn't great. I love Kurt Warner, though, in his analysis. I think Kurt Warner is – I don't know why he has not – I know he does stuff for the network and the pregame shows.
NFL Plus.
Yeah, but I just don't know why he never got – I guess because the NFL Network gobbled him up, but why he was not on one of these Fox or CBS crews. I think he's pretty good.
I wonder if it's a time thing for him. Like, I wonder if, like, he's like, I don't want to do one every week. I'll do one, then I'll do some videos. I think a lot of those guys go through that. I think it's the reason, like, you don't see – it's the same reason, like, you don't see, like, a Peyton Manning in the booth. Like, he's just like, dude, I don't know if I want to commit to that.
But he used to do Westwood One because I've talked to him at playoff games before.
Yeah.
And so – for the radio. So I've talked to him, and we were playing – we played the Rams that year in the divisional. It was a wild card game, and well, we talked in the bathroom about something the Falcons needed to do. I can't remember what the thing, but we were talking about it. And I was,
what's up with your quarterbacks in the bathroom, bro?
Well, I mean, that's interaction time. It's halftime.
Tiff, I'm starting to notice a weird trend. Like, he talked the one time about kind of stalking Urban Meyer in a bathroom one time.
And who was it? Troy Aikman.
I'm starting to connect the dots here.
I did have a bathroom encounter with John Lynch right before he took the GM job in San Francisco. We talked about
the whole
Falcons
Chris Broussard thing. Like, this, I don't know.
He was on an interview where he sat on the toilet and did an interview with his show.
Have y'all talked about that on air?
Oh, it's been publicly documented.
Yeah, but you didn't say what.
I didn't say it the other day, but I was producing a show at 790 back in the day. Mike Bell was doing the show, so ask him this afternoon or tweet him and ask him about the time Chris Broussard joined the show. Chris Broussard joins the show, and you know, I had booked him and everything. You hear whoosh,
yeah,
and then you hear the you know, the door open and hit thing, and you're
did he miss a beat? Was his answer just
he just kept talking?
I love it. Shout out to this guy. I love it, man.
It's a bodily function. It's perfectly natural, so you can
catch it.
We don't know that he's going to the bathroom.
Cool,
he might have been throwing away a tissue.
He could have been eating. Right.
When I called, no, man, he was in there for the entire interview. he might have had
privacy.
Say something.
Man, you got to go when you got to go.
He probably needed some takes of Imodium because something was wrong.
Oh, my gosh.
But all he had to do was call me and text me and be like, dude, can we push this back like 10 minutes? I got the runs. And I'd have been like, yeah, dude, all good.
Okay. Okay.
All right. All right. Next stop.
Well, there's no graceful way to pivot. So, again, Falcons.
We
got to
stop the run. That's what.
I'm done. I'm retiring.
The Falcons got to be the Imodium for the Panthers and Chuba Hubbard's run game. That's what we got to do. We got to have Nate Landman come back and clock that hole like a bottle of Imodium.
All right.
Well, what is Rukaroro Rose? How will he play a role in that? So let's just hear from him.
I wouldn't say it's no weight, you know. I stay preparing. Those weeks that I was not playing, I was still preparing. So it felt like I played all those games because I took all those mental reps as I was watching the game. So, you know, it was very exciting to go out there, you know, play with my brothers for the first time. A lot of energy, and I can't wait to do it again.
If you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. That's what he was saying. So
that is exactly what he was saying.
I love that, man. I love that. I think that when you look at it, and Tiff, I don't know if you've been able to see any of this, but there's been a lot of pushback to me on social media when we started the pregame show that none of the Falcons rookies are playing. Other than, and you got Bertrand, but you look at all the guys you drafted, and Penix obviously was going to be a backup, and then, you know, you look at other, you know, the other situations with a lot of these guys, and now Zion Logue is now he's not even on the practice squad anymore. There's been some pushback, like, where's Rook? We want to see Rook, and yet, you know, he comes to the forefront last week and is able to get some playing time. You and I talked about it, Bo, in the pregame. I had already noticed it and talked to Chris Goforth about it. I'm like, man, that's an interesting inactive list that just popped out, and I do not see Rook or Roro.
But yeah. I guess why do we have to make a push for some of the – like, I know you want to see what some of these higher draft picks can do, but why do you have to make a push for it? Like, can they develop – as he said, he was taking all these mental reps, staying ready.
It's an extension of the quarterback conversation. That's all it is.
I think it's two-tier. I think, one, you've been very thin for a number of years at positions that you've needed rookies to step in and take over. But I also think it is the excitement of when you draft a guy and you're told this guy is this and this and this, and that's why – you don't necessarily know how good he's played at college because he's not a brand name like, you know, the guy from Alabama that got drafted in the first round, Dallas Turner, and those types of names. But this guy can be just as good for what we need him to do. And then you don't weeks. And you go, well, I was sold a bill of goods, and now I haven't seen him. So it's just kind of like wanting to see these things. But I think that also shows the growth of this team. We have more depth than we've ever had. It took 4 weeks for him to knock Kentavious Street to the inactive list so he can bump up. I think I think we should see that and be happy about it, not upset.
I'm kind of going for.
The natural reaction is why'd you pick this guy if he's not going to?
I understand what you're saying, but I have to take at least the side of some people that are upset and point out the fact that if there has been one position group we've looked at and wondered, you know, if they're going to play better, it's been the defensive line, right? Yes. So when you draft, what, five guys that play in the front seven and none of them play, Brandon Dorlus is not playing, Rook wasn't playing, Bertrand didn't play till last week, I think it's a fair question that you can ask of did we address our needs
through the draft. But I don't think this rush, and that's fine. Rook Roro, to me, was, you know, I don't think he's all been on against the run game. The defensive line is not all to blame for the run game. I don't think your linebackers have done a good job of filling the gaps and shedding blocks. And I think to say that it was, you know, when you deactivate Kentavious Street and you activate Rook Roro, you're not looking for him to go in there and give you three sacks. You're looking for him to help on the run game. Yeah,
I agree.
And he did. But I just don't think you can blame it all on one position group on what the defensive issues have been with the run game. So I don't necessarily agree with all that.
I'm just looking at it from the standpoint of, like, just let people develop if that's what needs to take place. I guess I think about Vanderbilt a lot with this. Say that it's just because of that win over Alabama.
Just keep poking me,
don't
you?
You look at what happens when a coach is given time, players are given time, it kind of falls under the same umbrella to me. We have a Life of Squid coming up.
Well, that's probably not going to be good.
You know what I mean? Hey, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. You want to make a quick rebuttal real fast?
You know, when you this guy gives you a reason not to listen, I don't know what to tell you. A legend has retired in sports, the sports world. I'll tell you who next. Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
We are back here on the morning shift. What does this have to do with me?
This is Gnarls Barkley. I love this song.
I was wondering what it had to. I know, but you said, is this song about you?
Look, this is the way he says, does that make me crazy?
Yeah. I bet you think this song is about you.
What is happening here?
I don't know. I'm just in a good mood. Hopefully, everybody else out there is too, man.
Tiffany's in. It's her 40th birthday.
The Yeah, and you got really some good weather going on. Rusty was talking about how it's going to get into the 30s possibly next week.
Oh, I'm excited about next week.
You got really good weather to get on a plane.
Let me see what the temperature is in Reno, Nevada.
Atlantic City of Nevada.
That is, by the way, there's no way that is even remotely true. There's no.
What do you mean?
This is what people told me. I've never been.
Reno.
Oh, it's cold there. Well, it's 49 right now, but the high is 83. I realize this.
It gets cold at night and warm at the end of the day.
I know.
You know, it's tricky to pack for.
It really is. I'm not going to do any shopping out there. I have not.
Oh, no.
I wanted to. I will throw some stuff in a suitcase. I'll make it happen.
Too much time, all those birthday notifications. Yeah, not enough time to pack.
Oh, funny, because I hate nothing more than notifications. Mm. That's. You guys leave me alone. All right.
Real quick, I want to give a shout out. My cousin came in town last night. He works through a disaster relief company, and he was leaving Asheville after 9 days in Asheville, North Carolina. Slept at my house last night. He was waking up this morning to pick up a coworker at the airport, and they are headed south to Florida now to work with disaster relief down there. He works for a company that supplies gas for generators and other things going on. So he was kind of giving me some of the stories that were going on in Asheville, and we were kind of watching coverage last night. And hopefully, I know they didn't, but hopefully everybody came out okay after Hurricane Milton. It's a sad scene. Looking at the pictures of Tropicana Field down there, just terrifying.
You want to thank everybody that's lending a hand to help everybody that's either been affected by Helene and now Milton. So big thanks to those folks, and also to anyone that's evacuated. If you've come up here, just hopefully you'll have, hopefully, you know, it's good that you and your family at least have found a safe place to 100%. Go. Not everybody has that opportunity, but we did actually, when I was at lunch the other day, ran into a couple with their baby and probably like a 5-year-old daughter. And luckily they had family in the area. And so they were able to come up and have a place to stay, but you know, they were in the path of the storm as well.
Did you see Lieutenant Dan? Did you see this guy?
Yeah, I saw
There's been a lot of other stories that have come out about him too. There's a lot happening in that situation.
I don't know. I'm sure that
I think he got out though.
No, he stayed.
No, I saw. I think the last thing I saw was they did get him to leave.
No, he stayed.
It was on TMZ. Your people.
I saw was him like waking up after the initial surge and like kind of opening his door to his sailboat.
Yeah, hours ago.
Maybe I need to get caught up then.
Yeah. So no, the mayor said what you're saying is that the mayor went on and said, yeah, we got him evacuated. And there was a news guy went back, and he's like, no, I'm still here. He comes out, he's like, I'm still here. And he didn't leave. And I don't know. I'm sure that that's who Gnarls Barkley was really singing about. But there's probably some stuff going on there. But
yeah, the mayor, that was 20 hours ago.
Was video from like 5 or 6 hours, and somebody goes up to the boat, and the sailboat's just rocking, and all of a sudden you see his hands come up, and he pokes himself out of there. He stayed through that the initial hit.
That video was
not smart.
And no, it's not smart. No. Please not don't smart. Do something like that. It took the roof off Tropicana Field. The roof of that stadium, the baseball stadium where they play the Rays, the tarp's all torn off. It is completely destroyed.
My cousin talked about that last night. And, you know, it was like a National Guard staging area, for the preparation. And I was like, I was talking to my cousin last night. I was like, I just don't think that that's going to survive. It's one of the last remaining indoor stadiums that has that canopy, top to it. But much in the way you remember Minnesota's when they had the blizzard a few years ago. And like, that's one of the last remaining places like that. And I was like, I just don't know if that's going to survive enough for that to continue to be a staging area after this.
Wow.
And it definitely
looking
did not.
The video now.
Yeah, you can see the beds and stuff down there. So it's been pretty pretty rough, and we're still, thoughts and prayers going down there. Hopefully they get through it and with as little as damage as possible.
Wow.
Yes, right. W Sauce, New Realm Brewing as well. Met with my guy Chaz yesterday, New Realm Brewing. Al N. Hoo-to-hoo, that's the name of the beer. It's a official craft beer of Kennesaw State.
Owl Inn.
Owl Inn.
Owl. Okay. I said owl.
I did too.
Owl.
You know how he says words
owl
sometimes.
In.
Like, say oil.
Yeah.
Say
owl
oil.
In.
Oil.
Oil. He says oil.
No. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
When I was doing,
I don't know if we have time
when
right
I was
now.
Doing, well, I don't know. It's my segment. I do whatever I want. It sucks anyways, according to you, so I'll just keep doing it.
You said it, not me.
When I was doing a Georgia Hemp commercial, and I was recording it by myself because it was during COVID, and they were like, "Hey, all your essential
oils
and oils," and I go, "Oils," and I heard it back, and it was like, "All your essential oils," and I go, "Holy hell, that sounds awful!" And so I went, And I literally had to play the audio of someone phonetically sounding out oils.
It's like you're saying school without the S-C-H.
Skull? Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say skull?
Ools.
Yeah, skull.
He's got what? A skull.
Did you say skull? No, not Dylan. Not the Vikings. Ool. Like skull bandits. Like the dip. Probably shouldn't advertise.
What is your life of squids?
But anyways, I met with Chaz. The beer is phenomenal. I had a couple yesterday at lunch. I mean, they're absolutely phenomenal. Go get some. You can get them at Total Wine and other places. It is a phenomenal beer.
Not to put you on the spot, but do you know what kind? Like, is it an IPA or what we'll get going on?
Yeah, it's craft lager. It's a craft lager. It's not an IPA. It's a craft lager. It's phenomenal and great. Anyways, a legend is retired. Rafael Nadal is going to retire at the end of the year from tennis. He won like 14 French Opens. He has got, dude, I want to say he's got like, 22 Grand Slam titles.
Yeah, 22.
Unbelievable. But he wasn't the best of that era. I think it goes Djokovic, Federer, Nadal, honestly. Mainly because of how many of his came at one, and I know that all of them had one place where they were better than not.
I was going to say, they all had different styles, different surfaces they were better on. It makes me sad sometimes, man, when we see just absolute legends that are hanging him up. And obviously, he deserves to retire and have all the flowers thrown his way. But there's just something, man, I don't know what it is. That's one of the reasons every time Tiger plays, a lot of people are like, man, let's go, Tiger, because it just seems like everybody's kind of holding on to that last little bit of that legendary. You know, those scenes that these guys have created.
Through our youth and into our, adulthood now.
So. I agree, man. It stinks, but hats off to him, man. What a absolute legend. And, it's created a lot of memories in tennis for a lot of people.
I'm going to pour one out tonight on the golf course for him when I'm eating.
Some of that oil in?
Oil.
Owl.
Oil.
In. The official craft lager of KSU Athletics and Squid Nation. You know what? Hey, we got a beer.
Look, I'm trying to get us out.
We got W sauce. We got to come to the nation. It's just better. They ain't got nothing in the mafia.
It's not. We'll find out what's coming up on the steakhouse.
Better be nice. It's your birthday.
Stay with us here. That means I can do whatever I want. Stay with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.